Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. Shum Kesef, Vishove Kesef. Shove Kesef, we've heard of. What's Shum Kesef? The way to shatz up, the way to estimate to how Bezin should be Mechayiv, how much money is owed for any Hezik, the Bezin cheshbens out in Kesef, in silver, and that's the amount of money that is Chayiv. What is the Mishnah saying? If you damage somebody's field, so estimate how much value. Well, what's the chiddush here? How else would you do it? So the Rav brings Divrei HaGemara. What is the Mishnah adding by saying that shum, the way to estimate how much is in kesef, is in dollars and cents? What would be in a case where the following happened? Reuven's shor, Reuven was negligent. The shor went running out of the barn. It goes into the reshus of Shimon. And it smashes into Shimon's, says over there, it was Dorchal Talisoy. Smashed into something. Later on, Shimon takes that thing. Now, Reuven's chayiv to Shimon because his shor caused damage to Shimon's property. Shimon takes that property and he throws it into the Rishus HaRabim. Throws it out. Lamaisa, with that, he's Kerei Abor. A bor doesn't have to be a hole in the ground, Dafka. A bor could be anything that's put on the floor in Rishus HaRabim. And guess what? Poetic justice, Reuven's shor happens by and falls on the broken pieces of whatever Shimon threw out. It was broken by Reuven originally. Now Reuven got himself damaged falling on those pieces. No, maybe you'll say one wrong cancels out another. Reuven and Shimon both deserve each other. No, we look at the damage that Reuven did to Shimon and we make a chiyuv. We look at the din of the damage that Shimon caused to Reuven and we make a chiyuv. Whichever one is chayv, obviously in thousand cents, one owes, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Shimon owes Reuven $75. So the net value that's between them is $25. But that's what's coming lafuke. This is the way the Gemara understands this din. We might add maybe another havana. There's a shach in these inyonim. Shach's in Shin Tzadik Aleph, I believe, where the shach says, now, if you think about it, the essential, existential rather, chiyuv of a mazik is to fix that which is damaged by the nizik. Be'etem, if a mazik, sure, went crashing through a fence of Shimon, the chiyuv that he has is to pay him the value of the fence, or the chiyuv is to replace it with a new fence, or to fix the fence. So maybe we shouldn't estimate, maybe the mission is coming lafuke, that we shouldn't estimate a fixable hezek in terms of dollars and cents at all, and we just say the chiv is to fix it. And the halach is not that way. The halach is, as soon as a maase mazik is done, we estimate it in dollars and cents, that's the chiv. Of course, if Reuven wants to come and Reuven wants to replace the fence by fixing it, he's allowed to do that. No difference than building a fence. No difference than paying somebody to bring material and put in the fence. So that the Mishnah all includes in the word shum, the way to be mechayiv, is kesef, is dollars and cents. The shava kesef, the way to pay, is, you know, the mazik doesn't have to pay with kesef itself, he has to pay with shava kesef. We spoke out in Mishnah Aleph that the din of meitav is a din when one pays with karka, there he has to pay meitav nechosov. But if he's paying him a taltlin, there he has a right to pay him a taltlin. There's a whole machloikis. What's the halacha if he has cash, whether he's mechuyev to pay cash before metaltlin? Certainly, everybody would rather have cash than metaltlin. Now, in metaltlin itself, there's no din of idyas and meitav and ziburis. All metaltlin are easily enough sellable and buyable. So, lemaisa, you could pay with shava kesef. But if he has cash, maybe all of shava kesef is ziburis, klape idyas, which is kesef. That's machlokes. In the Gemara, we paskin, there's always allowed to pay with shava kesef. A halvo, if a person has money, he has to pay with money. Yeshem, that's midaraisa, yeshem midarabon. If it's midaraisa, the havana is clear. Because if you borrow money, give back the money that you borrowed, even though you're not giving him back his money. That money you took and you spent. But still, the etzem din of a choiv is to give back that money. Wages, we'll see in Bava Metzia, have to be paid for sure as a din deraisa, with cash. even if the person who owes, the employer, only has Shava Kesef, he has to do the buying and selling himself. He has to raise the money and pay the workers with cash. So this is the din of Shum Kesef and Shava Kesef, Bifnei Bezdin. The Choyv is established in Bezdin. The guilt is established in Bezdin. The Choyv is established in Bezdin. And the process of collecting the money is done in Bezdin. The Alpi Edim. Always Hetzos Mama needs to be Alpi to Edim. B'nei Choyrin. In order to be Kosher Avodim, B'nei Choyrin Lafuke, of course, Lafuke Goyim. But Lafuke Avodim. B'nei Bris means Lafuke Goyim. So that's those are the basic dinim of Edim. The Anoshim Bechlal Hanezek. Noshim are not Bechlal Edus on a Hezek, but Noshim are Bechlal Hamazek and Anizek. A Shor of Anisha and Isha is Chayvon. If property of Anisha is damaged, then for sure. There's absolutely no reason to be Mechalik between the dinim of an Ish and Isha Legabi Hezek. Va Nizek va Mazek bit Tashlum. This is an interesting piece. The Nizek and the Mazek are part of the Tashlum. What does that mean? So the Gemara speaks out over here a whole Indian that's called Pchas Nevela. Pchas Nevela means like this. Ruvain's shor killed a shor of Shimon. The shor of Shimon was worth $1,000. Now, of the $1,000, the whole thousand isn't lost, generally. Why? Because there's a dead body of a cow. You get somebody to pick it up on a wheelbarrow and carry it. It can be sold to goyim. It's a Nevela. The skin can be used. The behemoth can be sold. So lomazong on a dead animal. With the skin, everything is worth 200. So then the damage is actually only 800, and the nizik will have to be metapa with the animal, it's still his animal, and he'll get paid $800. This din is actually learned out of a pasuk by bar, not by shor. It says, v'hamesi eloi, the dead animal lying in the bar, is the responsibility of the nizik. He has to take it out and sell it as soon as possible before it deteriorates further. If the animal deteriorates, it was worth 300 at the point of impact of death, but now, because it was lying out, the dead body of the animal, it's only worth 200. That 100 extra is on the head of the nizik. That's what it means that the nizik is bechlal atashlumin. This is called pchas nevela, this din. You'll notice again that this Mishnah is in the similar style of the first two Mishnahs, which are Tanya Yerushalmi. It's written, every word is a separate klal. The Mishnah puts together different ideas in two words without speaking out a case. And then the Gemara has to darshan, kilu, the Gemara is darshaning al kol tag v'tag, what every word means, what the significance is. This is not the regular syntax of Mishnayis, but for whatever reason, Rabbeinu HaKadosh kept these Mishnayis as they were hundreds of years before. Now we're back to a nusach of a more typically written Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. Chamisha tamen v'chamisha muadin. Derech v'tan and our Mishnah is always to use numbers. There's five of this, there's five of that. There are five types of tam. Five types of animal that the first three times they cause damage, they have a din of a tam. And there are five types of animals that are muadim. What does it mean? Five animals? No. Five types, five dinim, five cases. Habehemo eno muedes. An animal is not a muad. He's considered a tam. It's atypical for him to do the following five behaviors. Leligach. It's not typical for him to be neger, to smash with his horns. Loy ligoif. Ligoif is to smash with his body, to butt into something, butt into a car, or to butt into another behemoth. Loy lishech, not to bite. Loy lirboitz, to stomp on kalim in order to break them. Loy livoit, not to kick with his foot. These are all behaviors of behemoths that are atypical, and therefore the Torah wasn't mechayev in round one, the first time around, one, two, three. Only the fourth time does it become regular. The first three times it was considered irregular, and therefore it's only chayv chatzin nezek, and the chatzin nezek is only chayv migufi, the behemoth, not from his pocket. So if the shor that caused the damage is worth 500, and he caused damage of 500 to another shor, so he only owes 250, and the 250 is now the value of the behemoth that's mazik, which was 500, will now be split equally between the two parties, between the mazik and the nezek. They will become shutvim in the behemoth. That's the din of Karen. Hashem muedes lechels haroilo. Shem is a mood to eat normally. Behemoths eat. They don't ask questions who the tomatoes belong to. They're hungry, they eat. It has to be something that's regular for him to eat. Haroilo. Haregel muedes l'shabe b'derech hilucho. Regel is mood to... Animals don't ask questions when they go walking. They don't ask on Shuldik, am I going in where I'm supposed to be going? They go. The Shar Hamud, and a Shar Muid is where it's not made Kora Rogel Lekach. It's that there was three times he was caught, and he was warned. The fourth time he becomes Chayav Nezik Shalom. The Shar Mazik Bishus HaNezik. This Mishnah is like one Tana of Tarfin, the Das Yochid, in the next parak of Mishnah Hay, where the Mishnah holds that the din that Keren is Chayiv Chatzin Nezik Migufa and not Nezik Sholim, Me'aliyah and Cash, is only a din when it's Bishus HaRabim, not when the animal that's doing the Hezik is Bishus HaNizik, where the animal actually came into the Bishus HaNizik and he did the damage, he's Chayiv right away, and that's why the Mishnah used the Loshon of Shara Mazik, Bishus HaNizik. One of the ways he's Chayiv Nezik Sholim is when the Shara of the Mazik is Bishus HaNizik. V'ho Odom. Odom is always Chayiv. Odom would Lo'ilam the first time around he's Chayiv. The protim of the Machlok that we just said between Reb Tarf and the Chacham that argue will have him in Hashem the next parak. Hazev ho Ari. Hazev is a wolf and Ari is a lion. Doiv is a bear, a nomer, a bardlos. One's a cheetah, one's a leopard. V'hanochosh is a snake. These are all animals that their teva is to maim, to destroy, to hurt. Therefore, harelu mu'adim. We don't look at that as a cow. A cow should be gentle unless he's provoked. So it's irregular, it's atypical. He's not chayv right away, kifi amud, nazik sholem. But these five are chayv de mu'adim. Reb Lezer oimer, bizman shein b'nei tarbus. When they're civilized, tarbus is culture. These animals are civilized. When is animals civilized? When they were brought up in a zoo or they were brought up in a circus. So they know not to jump, not to bite. So then, Einan Muadim. It's shaykh for those four animals to be trained and not to be considered Muad Lo'ilam. V'anochosh Muad Lo'ilam. Even if he was brought up in a house by a snake charmer, and even if he normally acts civilized, the teva ho'ikri of a nochosh is like it says in Parashas Bereishis, that the nochosh and man hate each other. Hazaydus, the Ben Shem put that into the teva of the world, you can't change that. Ma bin tam l'muad, the Mishnah asks, what's the chil between tam and muad? Elo shatam misham chatzinezek migufoy from the shore, half of the damage that was done payable from the guf hashor. Umuid mishalim nezek sholem min aliyah. Muid first of all pays everything, and he pays min aliyah. It has nothing to do with getting a partial ownership of the cow that was negek. The pasuk speaks out by shor tam umachuz hashor chay v'chotzu as kaspa. In that case, but it's 500. And it was massive 500, and the value of the shor is 500, so he gets 250. The chotz was kasboy. But you only have that din by a shor tam, not by a shor mud. So we learn out that it's not chayv. We'll just speak out one famous machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua and a sugya and that tezvov, the end of the first parak, where the shaila is on the what's the nature of chatzi nezek. You could say that chatzi nezek. Teretz only chayiv, when a person's mazik is teretz chayiv only half, the teretz is bad, and the teretz shouldn't be chayiv anything. Why? Because it's irregular, it's atypical, it's not his fault. The teretz said, however, we want you to watch the bema, so we give you a knas. It's betzim, not the regular din of a mazik. It's a knas, it's a new din mechudish. It's like all other knas in the Torah. A person can't be mechayiv himself, maydi b'knas is potter. That's the din according to one shita. According to the other shita, Stam behema ainu becheska shimur kaimia. Behema is not be'etzem civilized. Be'etzem, you should be chayiv first time around. The first time offender should also be chayiv nezik sholem. Novos, since there is an element of being atypical, the behema going crazy and being neger, similar with mekel. The Torah is chos olov. But it's a regular chayiv moment just divided in half. Like we said, the difference between a knas and a moment is the difference in Rabbi Meir de Knas and other nafkaminas. That's the machlokes over here between the Amiroim.